The aroma of a variety of ethnic foods cooking greeted festival goers meandering through the Stephen Foster State Folk Culture Center. Eyes could feast on the arts and crafts, but ears received the biggest treat with the storytelling, picking and fiddling and singing and dancing from Scottish tunes to clogging. This year's festival brought something new, with audience participation in a seminal green corn dance around a midnight bonfire. The Seminole tribe played a larger role than ever in this year's festival, with their own live stage and performances by such people as the Seminole chief, James Billy, who told stories in song.
At the age of 12, I was sure of myself. I could catch alligators by myself, but my dog didn't know what my grandpa said. He jumped in the water by the gator's head. But the chobe didn't even pause. My dog disappeared in the gator's jaw. I can still hear my grandpa saying, Halpa the chobe nakshonichki ka. Halpa the chobe okingiwa. Halpa the chobe hino gajijiwa. Halpa the chobe himanjajiwa. Halpa the chobe nakshonichki ka. Halpa the chobe okingiwa. Halpa the chobe hino gajijiwa.
One of the highlights of the festival was a performance by country music star John Anderson, a native of Apopka, Florida, who's received national acclaim for his smash hit, Seminole Wind.
I'm calling to you like a long-lost friend, but I know you.
The frequent thunderstorms throughout this year's festival only served to draw the performers and audience closer together as they gathered tightly under tents and shelters to share their songs about Florida's special places and wildlife. Sue and Don Grooms, Marianne Donella and Company, and Dale Kreider.
When the bright lights hit me down and we shine each fine, I go back to that river in my mind. And the river banks of the Swanee River, of the Swanee River, rivers I call home, rivers I call home.
For the house above the hills of Tallahassee, the silence yearns with absence of Red Wolf. And as we long for its return in the springtime, when the song can be heard from Jackson's Bluff, Yahoo! Wolf song will carry if we listen. Yahoo! The wolf song will howl the fullest tune. For the red wolf is back.
And the star. Where raised her lands,
Perhaps the most poignant moment came when, caught under another thunderstorm on the festival's last day, performers and audience members stood together on the River Gazebo over the Suwannee River to sing together. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.